Today I will speak about cooking OpenBSD package. So I hope you will enjoy this. Sorry for the voice. I got a cold. Even if I stay at home, I've been able to just get healed. So about me, I'm an old school sysadmin since 2011. By old school, I mean I'm not into cloud and Kubernetes and containers things. Even if I work, I have now to use Amazon in some little extent. I try my to make the choice to not use it. We may leave Amazon soon, so I'm quite happy. I'm member of the OpenBSD project since 2 years now. I don't commit much because I just take care about ports or some man page change, but I do my part. It's the third year I speak on Bitrage, so I'm quite happy every year to participate here. Best part of me is I solve problems, like Pulp Fiction. So I like to solve problems. One is no. Okay, let me change place. Okay, I hope it will be get better now for the audio. So, OpenBSD problem is there is one release every 6 months. Every package are generated at this moment. So, for the life cycle of the release, there is no new package released. Even if we have critical updates in the port tree, like PHP, Firefox, Nextcloud, Samba, or something very, very important to update in case of security issue, you had no official package to just update from. You had to get the local port tree of the stable branch of the release. Find out which of your package are outdated and has been updated. You had to rebuild everything on your computer and then reinstall package. But sometimes there was some issue with library which requires building everything and deleting software before to pick the right version. So it wasn't an easy process that a lot of people were doing. So hopefully there was a company named Emptier who was building the package. But it wasn't official. I have heard it was run by some OpenBSD developers, but just I had no idea who is behind. But unlike last year, the service MTR was starting to lag delivering package, like after big critical updates. And 1 month later, they didn't make any package available yet. So I think it may be time to get rid of them and do it officially. So a few numbers. For previous release, 6.5, We have more than 10,000 package. We produce 232 stable package. For the current release, which will be supersede in a few days, I think we had quite the same number of package, but we have a bit more stable package. This is because the backporting of security updates is on best effort basis. And I think it wasn't very motivating to know nobody will apply your updates because we don't ship package and the process to make them yourself is a bit complicated. So now that we provide package, the number of backports has been increased a bit, I think. Of course, there were people who care about those backports fixes in years, but I think now it comes to the mind of developer that if a backport that will be used by everyone, I think it's a really good thing. I've wrote numbers don't take account of multiple updates. Because, for example, we update PHP like 10 times in a release life cycle, and PHP produce like 15 package, but I just did account last PHP update package. So this is not 10 by 50 in PHP package in the 300, just 15. GitLab, I'm not even sure we update this. Okay, I will answer a question at the end. It will be better. So my process to get it done to get the package to be made. First, on IRC and Mastodon or whatever, everyone wanted the package for stable release. But once I poke a few people, nobody want to do the job. So I thought, okay, nobody want, so I do it. I've been doing some experimentation at home, unofficially. I wanted to refine the process, find what does it require, how does it work. I've been using an old bunch of laptops for AMD 64 or i3 386, even poor PC. I've been playing a lot with distributing compilation because the old laptops had a hard time to compile Firefox, for example, or Rust. Yeah, you need like 4 gigabyte of memory to compile Rust. Even with 4, you just had some swap. Just killing my very old laptops. But I've been able to publish some package on my server, sync them with Cinify. And some people were using it, give me feedback. It was working in some extent. So I was quite happy with my solution. Then I've looking to contacting people into OpenBSD project because I wanted to make it official. I wasn't sure I couldn't use my computers at home to to do this. But I wanted hardware and make them host on the mirrors and sign with the OpenBSD signify key. Getting to the right people was a bit hard. I've been asking a few people who told me, for example, that it has been discussed a few months ago. So I ask A person, I ask A, just talk me. He tell me to talk to B, B tell me to talk to C. It was a bit long. Then I found the right people who just make it to happen. It was perfectly fine. So I got hardware from Theo Derat. Everything is host in his basement. So I got AMD, I think ARM and Spark hardware. The Spark one was a bit tricky because there is no base system binary patch, known as sys patch, for Spark, but we decided to provide binary package of that though. And finally, what requires to be done was to write some scripts to make it automatic, because I don't want to log into computers every day to run scripts manually. So it is simple automation. The first step was to identify each step of the process. So it could be once each step was identified, I could write one script per step, and I can. This is easier to debug, and if something fail at a step, you can just clean and restart the exact step and continue from there. I didn't want a big script doing everything, and so if something fails, you had to restart everything because it was quite time consuming to. Some steps were very long on my computer, so from the experience, I knew it was better to split things in small parts. So once I had all my parts, I made another script which links everything in the order with doing some checks to verify everything work correctly. Once this was done, just use a cron for running daily. I have four hardware available. Everything just run on parallel on every computer, so if one fails, that won't affect the three others. There is no central checking, no hooks on the revision control system or whatever. About the steps, I will go quickly in details how packages are built because it's relatively easy once you know the process. The first step is to update the local port tree against the CVS repository. So server have access to a CVS repository on NFS. Just do a regular update, take a few minutes because CVS is what it is. It works fine, but for a lot of files, it's a bit slow. Step two is to use CVS 2 I create a giant diff from last release to current stable branch state. And from this diff, I have an awk script which extract the package path like long slash php. And this create a file with a list of ports that has been updated since the release. So this is a list that will be used to build package. This is all the package that needs to be built. Step 3 is to clean the system. This is a huge pkg delete, which delete everything because the system needs to be totally clean to build the package, to be sure like a dependency that has been updated will be picked and ready built and updated. Fourth step, it's actually building package. So nothing magic here. It use make. The port's infrastructure can support make to use a ports list. So I use a list from step 2. If thing has been built before, it just keep and say it's up to date, nothing to do, and just go to next package. Step 5. Once everything built is done, the package are copied to a remote folder waiting for signify signature. Step 6. Just send a mail with the content of the previous folder for signature. And last step, which is done manually, I'm not involved with this, is someone with the private signify OpenBSD key will take the package, apply signature, and publish them so they can be picked by mirrors. I won't tell who does that for some reason. On the human organization part, I've been told it's okay if you build package, but only if you find someone has a backup. I think this was a good idea, and also it was from experience, I guess, because like 10 years ago, OpenBSD did produce those package, and I think it last one release. So I can imagine someone did make them and just disappear, and nobody did know how the process was. So I asked for someone to wanting to work with me. I got a few volunteers, so I was quite happy to see their interest into this. I agreed with that person that it was better if he was in charge of at least one machine. So, in case I'm not here or I quit for some reason, that person will already know and is already responsible for building. So, I'm sure that person can take over if it's needed. I didn't want to have some name on the list to tell, hey, yes, this is this person who will build if I disappear. And if this happen, that person will be okay. I never log into the machine. I don't know how this work. Finally, there are the signing people who take care at every mail we receive to just sign the package and publish them. So, you know, everything is automated from my side. And Those people still have to sign the package every time my systems send them mails. As a result, the total line of code from my scripts using easy counting with empty lines and comments is 138 lines, which is very small. The package are built twice a day with 12 hours interval. I pick the interval to make after looking at the different commit spree. Because, for example, in French time, everything commit around 20 hours in the night. So I wanted to just start building after everyone finish commit. With this, now we can ship the critical updates on Mirror in less than one day. So after it depends how much time it compiles to, because if you have a Chromium update which take hours to compile, it can be a bit long to ship it, but for small updates it can be really fast. So I would like to thanks Theo the Rat for the hardware, which he offered to the project and everything is host in his basement. Many thanks to Stuart Anderson, Mark SP, and other people who helped me improve the process, because the final process I use now is not the one I made at home, and it's a lot better now. Also, everyone who helped me when I was building this at home, who tried them, who encouraged me to continue in this. So now it's a thing, and it works great. So, oh, I forgot to add a question slide. So I see Parasite say, did you publish these scripts anywhere? No, not currently. I've been thinking about publishing them, but I didn't think it would be anyone interest. But yes, I can publish them. I will do. Need to pick a place to publish them somewhere. Is there any other question? Alors, Joshua asked, how do you keep track of what failed and what succeeded to build? In case of build failure, the port infrastructure supports calling a script to in case of failure. So in case of failure, this calls a script with a parameter as argument and will send me and the other people a mail to tell this failed on this machine. And what succeeded to build is what didn't fail. I still do some manual check because I know in my mails which port has been updated, and I should receive the notification mail that this has been built in the coming day. 20H ask, how long does compiling Chromium take? Well, I don't have numbers in my head, but it's something like 6 hours on the build machine. IRL ask, you said you were building the syspatch binaries for Spark. Is that a pretty similar process? I wasn't clear about this, but I don't build syspatch for Spark. No one builds the syspatch for Spark. So we wasn't sure it was a good idea to provide the package. Maybe there will be syspatch later, but you have to know that OpenBSD syspatch are generated on air gap machine that for support architecture. There are a few people in the world who have their dedicated air gap machine. And they apply patch manually or via serial console. They build things, make the package, and then get the syspatch out of the machine, and then are signed and published. Nobody does this for Spark now. Okay, if there is no more question, I would just leave the place for the next presentation.